local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin here on a Martin Luther King Monday, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. We certainly appreciate you tuning in and your interaction. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Pretty busy first hour, a lot happening here despite it being a holiday. Anytime you're coming off the weekend, it is. But we do have, to start off our top three stories, the, I would say, official start of the 2024 election season. As we have the Iowa caucuses tonight, Donald Trump expected to win the state.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect.
And the Iowa caucuses, if you're not too familiar, are quite a bit different than your traditional primary in that, you know, some states in primaries, the winner takes all of the delegates that the state has to offer. In Iowa, that's not the case. So even though Trump may have the most when it's all said and done, there is the opportunity for Governor DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and others to pick up delegates here. And there's also not really polling that's open all day long. You know, you don't just show up to the polls at 6:30, 7 a.m. or whatever, and they close at 7 o'clock. Voters and caucus goers go at night. So this is going to happen around 7 o'clock our time, and then they will be meeting at singular locations in all 99 Iowa counties, and then they will tabulate the results from there. So I don't know what is the reason for that, but that's just how they do it. In the Great Hawkeye State, that's number one here of our top three stories. Number two is the weather. So we do, of course, have the Arctic blast that is covering much of the country, and it's kind of slowly moving its way to our area. The cold front's kind of stalling out a little bit, but make no mistake about it, it will get here during the overnight hours. And we'll have more on that with our weather coming up here in just a moment. But nationwide, around 100 million people are under some sort of wind chill alert today. And overseas, more than 24,000 people in Gaza have been killed since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Palestinian health officials making that announcement today as the conflict continues, sparked by the Hamas attack on Israel that killed more than 1,200 people initially. Those are our top three stories. Austin will check in with him for the first time this hour, getting us caught up on the roads and weather with Alan Strum.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Well, first of all, oh my gosh, how long have I been doing this, Joe? I've been doing it long enough to know that I've got to promote a sponsor when it pops up here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Anyway, now looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not much to report on in the last hour, and that appears to still be the case now. So unless you've got like a busy intersection or something that's keeping you backed up just for a moment, there shouldn't be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
I appreciate that. And you'll have to forgive Austin if he seems a little out of sorts today. There is Nobody that is more checked out of his job today than him.
Hey, I wish I could blame my most recent blunder on that, but we're at halftime now. I have to have integrity and say that was just genuinely on me.
I understand that, but I mean, mentally, you're just so far gone from having any sort of, you know, rational thought about what it is that you're supposed to be doing here.
Right.
There's that. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Very cold air is on the way as we head through tonight. There's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s, and there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 61 degrees, and overnight down to 31. National Weather Service says, hey, there could be some sort of a blustery, wintry mix here in the area, so be mindful there. As far as the school districts, Escambia and Santa Rosa both saying that they are business as usual for Tuesday. Also in our local headlines here, Escambia School District in the news nationally, and even the late night talk show hosts are joining in on the act. So the ongoing legal battle over the book reviews, that's what we're talking about here. Last week, the Florida Freedom to Read Project posted a list of over 1,600 books that had been pulled for review by the district to ensure compliance with Florida law. To be totally fair to the Escambia School District, the popular sentiment is that these books have been banned, or that they are considering banning these books that include dictionaries, The Diary of Anne Frank, etc. It's not really what's going on here, but of course it's not stopping ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
The district pulled 5 dictionaries, 8 encyclopedias, and the Guinness Book of World Records from the shelves. And they're also reviewing the biographies of Beyonce, Oprah, and The Diary of Anne Frank, which is filthy, by the way. Pure pornography. What year is it? They're also planning to ban calculators so students can't type out 58008 and turn it upside down.
A funny joke there, of course. The district says the books are not banned. They are being reviewed. And, of course, this comes after last week. A U.S. district judge ruled that a lawsuit filed by publishers and authors against the district would be allowed to move forward. Also, Human Trafficking Awareness Month. That is in January. And a troubling story here from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. He was on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew this morning. And officials say the I-10 corridor means many victims end up coming right through our area.
Our interdiction unit caught a couple of cartel members on the interstate a few months back, and they had 2 little girls in the back seat. And the girls didn't know the guys' names in the front, and the guys in the front couldn't identify the girls in the back, and they were heading to Miami.
And Johnson says those girls were around 10 or 11 years old, and many of the victims are being taken to South Florida or other large metro areas. Also here locally, 3 people hurt in a fire at a home on Garnet Street in Escambia County that happened yesterday afternoon at around 1. Right now, no word on any of the condition of the victims. The cause of fire has not been determined, although the state fire marshal's office is looking into that. Police in Mobile say they now have made an arrest in last week's shooting at the Bel Air Mall. 18-year-old Jaquentin Brantley is charged with 3 counts of shooting into an occupied building. That, of course, happened Thursday while we were on the air there. Police say it started after 2 males got into an altercation. Both pulled guns and started shooting at each other. Investigators are still looking for the other suspect. 519, we'll take a quick break. Coming back, state and national headlines, hour number 2 of Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church. The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit flofr.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 525 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on this afternoon. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we do have some backups developing there. Maybe a little bit here and there on Mobile Highway. But outside of that, not too much to report on in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze Parkway along with Caroline Street over in Pace and Milton. Those are both looking pretty smooth as well.
Very cold air is on the way as we head through tonight. There's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s, and there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now it is 60 degrees, getting down to around 31 tonight with a high of 41 tomorrow and overnight lows tomorrow in the teens. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Florida's citrus industry is remaining steady as it tries to recover from last year's decline. The latest report from the Department of Agriculture shows the state's orange, grapefruit, and specialty crops are the same as last month's projections for the season. The operation, of course, took a major hit last year due to hurricanes and a disease known as citrus greening.
And state organizations are sounding the alarm as it investigates one of the highest numbers of human trafficking cases in the nation. Florida Alliance to End Human Trafficking says that the state ranked third in the country. Children's Home Society of Florida says that the I-10 corridor is a dangerous area where young victims could be kidnapped, especially at rest areas.
Yeah. Also, gas prices are heading lower. AAA says the state average dropped 8 cents in the last week to $3.08 per gallon. That's 19 cents higher than a month ago, but is 18 cents lower than it was this time last year.
And a Jacksonville-based sports apparel outlet will soon lay off workers in Jacksonville. If you're like me, you've probably heard of them. Fanatics will let go of more than 200 people starting in April. This comes as the company plans to close its fulfillment center in the Westside Industrial Park on August 1st.
Both the Florida senators are throwing their support behind Donald Trump as Senator Marco Rubio announced that he is endorsing Trump in the primary. Rubio says he was able to achieve major policies when Trump was in the White House because Trump didn't cave to special interests or let bureaucrats block Republicans. 526 here, listening to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, before we hit our national headlines, our top three stories today, of course, the official, I would say, start of the 2024 election season is today with the Iowa caucuses. The first time that the candidates will actually get some delegates and voters will actually make their voices heard. And so Iowa voters will be casting their votes tonight. Donald Trump is expected to win the caucus, but based on the number of votes that the other candidates get, they could split delegates. So that's something unique about the state of Iowa there as well. An Arctic blast sweeping much of the nation, including us here, overnight tonight into tomorrow. Around 100 million people are under some sort of wind chill alerts. And Palestinian health officials say that the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war is now over 24,000 people. In national headlines, the judge in the Brian Koberger case is ordering the prosecution to turn over more information about he was connected to the murders of four University of Idaho students back in 2022.
Investigators used genealogy tracing from DNA found on a knife sheath to identify Koberger. The defense wants to know more about that process and the family tree that linked Koberger to the case. The judge agreed to parts of the request. The defense is trying to get the indictment dismissed. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, the search for two missing Navy SEALs is in its fourth day now. The two SEALs went missing Thursday after falling into the water during a raid off of a small ship off the coast of Somalia. The first sailor fell into the water before a second sailor jumped into the water to attempt a rescue. The SEALs were not part of a mission connected to either the protection of ships in the Red Sea or strikes on Houthi fighters in Yemen.
And a man charged with three murders of sex workers on Go-Go Beach, New York, is being charged with a fourth murder. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney will announce the new charges against Rex Huerman on Tuesday. He is the main suspect in the death of another woman, but there was not enough evidence to charge him at the time of the other charges.
The principal, who was wounded during a shooting at Perry High School earlier this month, has died, according to a post on a GoFundMe page helping with medical expenses. Principal Dan Marburger died yesterday morning. He had been principal at the Des Moines area school for nearly three decades. A sixth grader was also killed in that January 4th shooting as well.
And Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen are targeting U.S.-owned container vessels. On Monday, an anti-ship ballistic missile hit an American container ship, according to U.S. Central Command. The U.S. said on social media that the vessel reported no injuries or major damage and continued with its journey.
And in Texas, at the border, the feud between the state and the feds is hitting a fever pitch now, especially last week when three migrants, including two children, drowned in the Rio Grande over the weekend near Shelby Park. The state is blocking federal agents from entering that park in Eagle Pass, which has Democrats asking the Justice Department to step in. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. Sports news and health, business, and science when we come back on Pensacola Right Now.
John Saucier, GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, holding a campaign event in Newton, Iowa, hours before the caucuses, saying voters have a chance of getting a step closer to fixing the economy, bringing back law and order despite the below-freezing temperatures they're facing.
It all starts in Iowa. All eyes are on you. And I know it's cold, but it has been made very clear that nobody's going to be deterred from going to the caucuses.
Over in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking to supporters.
I have no interest in simply managing the decline a little bit better than the Democrats. I want to reverse it, and I want to make sure that we put this country on a different path. And that's the promise that I'll make to you.
Governor DeSantis also responding to rumors that he might drop out of the presidential race if he performs poorly tonight in the Iowa caucuses. He tells Fox News he'll keep campaigning regardless of the results. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia has nearly doubled the estimate for the value of its mineral resources from $1.3 trillion in 2016 to $2.5 trillion in 2024. Saudi Mineral Resources says this includes gold, copper, phosphate, and rare earth elements. The Saudi government announced it has developed 3 new exploration sites for mining, and 30 mining exploration licenses will be awarded to foreign investors in 2024. $20 billion in deals is also expected to be signed. YouTube has launched a service called First Aid Information Shelves to provide short videos for people to easily find if they're witnessing a medical emergency, such as a drug overdose or a heart attack. The videos are made by accredited health organizations and will appear pinned to the top of relevant search results. Medical organizations such as Mexican Red Cross and the American Heart Association partnered with YouTube to make the videos. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rigi Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nick Sirianni's coached the Philadelphia Eagles for 3 years, and all 3 seasons have seen Philly in the playoffs. The Eagles, coming off a Super Bowl loss, started the season 10-1, but have since been 1-5. If the Eagles lose against the Buccaneers today, Philly needs to fire Sirianni and find a way to land either Belichick, Harbaugh, Carroll, or Vrabel, because this team is too talented to be playing this poorly, and all 4 of those coaches are better than Nick. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. If you're listening, whoa.
Sing it back, whoa. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of
Such
the roads and weather.
Song.
Yeah, Jimmy Eat World, they're pretty good. There's only a couple songs by them that I know, but I really like that.
That one was, I think, a staple on, and I'm trying to remember the year, but I think it was NHL 2003.
Oh, wow.
I love that song. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, anyway, now looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you are going to have some issues there. That's not really much of a surprise. But what is a surprise is that outside of that, we're not dealing with really anything else. So unless you've got a busy intersection or something giving you some trouble, there's nothing that should be holding you up for too long.
All right. And looking at the weather.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance for rain. Overnight lows will be in the low 30s. It's going to be chilly Tuesday with highs just in the low 40s. Lots of clouds, some clearing late. And then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we've got a hard freeze warning. Low temps down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 60 degrees, but obviously keep in mind there. Right now, Escambia and Santa Rosa schools are open for business as usual tomorrow. 5:38, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin getting us caught up on what's happening in the world of sports tonight.
Well, we are seeing the conclusion of the NFL wild card weekend. One of the games we've been talking a lot about is my Steelers facing the Buffalo Bills. We'll get on that in a minute. I'll try to go in chronological order here.
Okay.
The wild card round, I hate to say it, but it was quite disappointing.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, the Texans demolished the Browns. I'm happy about that. I'm not happy about it being 45-14. That was supposed to be one heck of a game. And then the Dolphins, who were a hopeful team as well, they were shut down by the Chiefs, 26-7, so the defending champs finally decided to wake up this season. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the Cowboys were lucky to just lose by 2 possessions to the Packers in a high-scoring 48-32. Packers ran away with that one. I think spotted them, 21, 27 points?
Yeah.
But luckily, there is one shining light. The best game of the weekend was Detroit, the Lions. They had not won a playoff game in over 30 years. They beat the Rams, who just won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, 24-23, nail-biter there. That was one heck of a game. Right now, my Steelers, I'm not a happy camper. I'm an optimistic camper. Buffalo has the ball right now, good ways into the third quarter. We just kicked a field goal to make it 21-10, so we're only down by 11. That's not too bad if our defense can lock up. And then tonight at 7:15 on both ABC and ESPN, the defending NFC champion Eagles will be heading into Tampa Bay to take on the Bucs. Joe, you said this was a tough one, and I agree 100%.
No idea what's going to happen there because, I mean, recent history, as in a month ago,
right,
leading up to today, would tell me take Tampa at home.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles have been just there's something going on internally that's spilling out onto the field because something is not right there. But this team was a dominant force a year ago. They have Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
They have the talent advantage, I think, pretty clearly. But something's off. But on the other hand, yes, the Buccaneers are at home, but I have no idea which version of the Buccaneers I'm getting because they've been pretty up and down all year long.
Yeah.
They have the talent to win for sure, but
yes, definitely.
I have no idea where that's gonna what's gonna tune there. I mean, I picked the Buccaneers to win, but I wouldn't feel great about either either team there.
Well, and I'm looking at the bracket, you know, and it's like there have been several stories that it's like, oh, okay, the teams have really picked it up here late in the season. You could say that about the Bills. They won like five straight. You could say it about the Steelers. They won three straight, and their offense got a lot better. You can say it about, I don't know, the Packers and the Rams, who are lower seeds in the NFC. But the Eagles are the polar opposite. They have crashed and burned. What is it? They've lost like five of their last
something
six or
like
something?
That, yeah.
I mean, total collapse there. Outside of the NFL, we heard about Kalen DeBoer, Washington's head coach, going to Alabama to replace the timeless Nick Saban. Jed Fish from Arizona, after a 10-win season there, will be taking over Kalen's spot at Washington. So if you're a Huskies fan, that's a good grab there for sure.
Yeah, other couple notes today. Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, declaring for the draft. Today is the deadline for that underclassman. So he declared for the draft, and then the Chargers have kicked off the interview season for Jim Harbaugh. The team announced that they interviewed him today. So
he needs to avoid that place like the plague.
Where that leads. 542, listening to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Health, business, and science notes today. Electric vehicles are getting a bit more affordable. Here's Michael Kastner explaining why.
That's thanks in part to Hertz, the rental car company that's selling a lot of its EV inventory. That includes high-mileage Tesla Model 3s, starting at around $20,000. The Chevy Bolt EUV is also selling on the Hertz website, starting at around $22,500. Hertz is selling about 20,000 electric vehicles after the cost of maintenance proved to be more than expected. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right, thank you very much, Michael. Also, the Doomsday Clock, the hypothetical timepiece that measures how close civilization is to ending, is going to be updated next week. The clock kept by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists was started by a group of scientists that helped build the first nuclear weapons. The clock updated a year ago. It's at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it's been to midnight since it started in 1947.
And nearly 40% of jobs around the world could be affected by artificial intelligence. Now, don't worry. Joe and I are totally safe.
That's right.
There's no computer, no robot that can create this banter. But business leaders around the world, including the International Monetary Fund, are warning of the troubling trend that they say will worsen inequality in the workplace for white-collar workers. At least in the U.S., they are considered far more at risk than manual laborers.
Also, archaeologists say they found a massive network of cities deep in the Amazon rainforest. A study published in the journal Science says they date back 2,500 years. This is the earliest and largest urban network discovered in the Amazon, and it comes after two decades of investigations in the region. It includes wide streets and long roads, along with plazas and clusters of platforms for monuments.
Wow, that's really awesome. As I said, in the last hour, I was typically like shooting spitballs in history class kind of kid.
Right.
But I've really come to appreciate history, and that's pretty cool to think about.
It is cool, and you know, being able to have the opportunity to go to Europe, and especially Rome, because Rome is amazing because obviously the history of that city, but the city is quite literally built right in there with the ruins of ancient Rome, and just being able to walk down the street and you have this celestial palace like building. And then literally just a few hundred yards away, you look down and you just see ruins right next door. It's pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it, because there has not been much to report on. We do have, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, we do have some backups there still. And we have a little bit of congestion developing at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. But outside of that, and even those issues are minor, there is not anything that should be holding you up too long. Maybe in Pace and Milton, if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street in front of the Ruby Tuesday and all that area there. If you want a street name, if you're traveling eastbound towards Cardinal Street, we've got some backups developing in that area, but hopefully it should not worsen.
All right, and meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance for rain. Overnight lows will be in the low 30s. It's going to be chilly Tuesday with highs just in the low 40s. Lots of clouds, some clearing late. And then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we've got a hard freeze warning. Low temps down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and right now 60 degrees, but it's going to get cold quickly overnight tonight, 31, with some rain, blustery perhaps. wintry mix maybe in the store. Looks like the timeline for that would be kind of the early morning around 6 to 9 tomorrow. So be mindful there. Right now, Escambia and Santa Rosa School District say they are in session for a regular day as usual there. But, of course, keep that in mind if you've got the kiddos to get ready. It's going to be cold. Pop culture notes today. We have the 75th Primetime Emmys tonight. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Fox. They were originally scheduled for September, but they were delayed due to the writers and actors strikes.
And fans of the iconic 1955 TV sitcom The Honeymooners are remembering Joyce Randolph. Randolph's son told TMZ that his mother had died peacefully in her sleep of old age in New York City at the age of 99. She is the last of the cast to pass on.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen is lending his support to a movie. It's being reported that he'll be a consultant to the movie that's about the making of his 1982 film, or I'm sorry, album, Nebraska. And Springsteen has apparently already been hired by director Scott Cooper, who's also known for his 2009 film Crazy Heart, starring Jeff Bridges.
I was just going to say, Joe, you're older than me. I know Bruce Springsteen may be just a teeny tiny bit before your time. What is it about this album that
I have no
is
idea.
Movie worthy?
You are asking the wrong person.
Okay, well.
You are asking the wrong person, my friend. Maybe Texter could chime in, 850-437-1620. I would not have the slightest clue, could not tell you. Taking a look at some wacky stories, just in case we do wake up tomorrow, maybe the forecast in Allen are completely wrong, and we've got 6 feet of snow on the ground tomorrow. You cannot clear it out by pouring gas on it and lighting it on fire.
Oh, my God.
Police in a Nebraska town, which surprising me that it would be Nebraska,
really,
given that they see snow a lot. But a police in a Nebraska town had to take to social media and make that announcement over the weekend. Did not sound like anybody was hurt, but police also said that they did not say if the individual that they were talking about would be getting in any trouble for it. But just in case, you know, we are a public service medium here at News Radio 92.3. If we do get some snow, you cannot set it on fire.
Well, that's good to know. Louis Vuitton is selling a sandwich bag, quote unquote, for just over $3,000. It's not actually a brown paper bag. It's just shaped like one. It was designed by Pharrell Williams, the music star. It's made of cowhide leather and has a blue fabric fastener, which resembles how a lunch bag may be taped shut. There's also a matching shopping bag, which comes with handles. This is so stupid to me.
It is, yeah.
I mean, you had me at price tag, but as I said, rich people trying to look poor. That doesn't, I mean, like, why? Why would you want to do that? Are you just trying to convince yourself with a thin mask of illusion that you are in touch with society and that you've got it just as bad as everybody else?
I don't know.
What makes you think.
5:50, we'll take a break, get some more wacky stories here, including a guy that saved up for decades to be able to buy his dream car. We'll tell you what happened after that. Coming up next, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn 3 times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My husband,
Alex Hussey was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. We were dealing with some issues. If you were traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, there is still some minor congestion there, but nothing too severe that should be holding you up too long. And outside of that, there is not much to report on at all. We also had some issues on Caroline Street in Pace if you were traveling eastbound in front of Ruby Tuesday towards Cardinal Street, but that appears to be breaking up some as well.
Very cold air is on the way as we head through tonight. There's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s. And there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and right now, Scambia and Santa Rosa school districts both say that it is business as usual tomorrow. So just keep that in mind here as we wake up to a pretty cold one on Tuesday as well. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:55. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Just joining us here, top three stories. The Iowa caucuses tonight, kicking off officially the 2024 presidential season here. Donald Trump is expected to win the caucus for the Republicans. Governor DeSantis and Nikki Haley could pick up delegates too, though. An Arctic blast sweeping much of the nation with around 100 million people under some sort of wind chill alerts today. And according to Palestinian health officials, since the Israel-Hamas war started on October 7th, the death toll now over 24,000 people. Taking a look at some more wacky stories here today. So we were talking about a guy in California who saved up for decades to buy his dream car. Seth Wayne says his dream car is a 1962 Chevy Impala convertible, and it cost him over $100,000, and it was stolen just weeks after he bought it.
You work hard for this, you know, and people just come and, you know, snatch it right from you. Not the kind of thing you want to do on your birthday. They didn't know how to open the hood of an Impala, so they bent the grill. And as you can see in the video, the grill is busted just to open the hood. And, you know, they could bring it to a chop shop, part it out, try to repaint it. It just sucks, you know, these punks are out here doing stuff like this.
That stinks.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a rumor at the New York Post about how Disney was opening a maternity ward at their parks so mothers could give birth and then take photos with Mickey. Well, it was a joke from a fake news source, so it's not true. The story claimed families could reserve the maternity suite for $5,000 a night, and there would be well-trained and experienced doctors working there.
I like the idea.
Yeah, corporate conglomerate ran place was going to do this, it would be Disney, but yeah, I don't know. That sounds a little far-fetched to me and kind of weird.
Saudi Arabia is planning to build an underground city, and they're billing it as an upside-down skyscraper. They're calling it Aqualum. They plan to dig into the side of a mountain and fill the hole with a massive network of homes, stores, luxury hotels, movie theaters, and everything else you may need or want, except the ability to easily step outside. The spot they picked out is right by the ocean, and you'll enter by taking a boat through an underground tunnel. The only part you'll see from the outside is the roof, where they plan to have lots of trees and space to walk around. There's also an open area in the middle to let in sunlight, but it'll be 330 feet deep, so not really skyscraper height, but that's like a 25-story underground building. Calling it a futuristic living space.
Man, that kind of scares me to think about. I would not want to live in something like that. This year's Miss America winner is an Air Force pilot. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh was crowned during last night's pageant in Florida, but it doesn't stop there. The 22-year-old Colorado native is a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy and becomes the first active duty officer to ever win the Miss America title. But on top of all that, she has a master's student in public policy at Harvard Kennedy School.
That is pretty freaking intimidating for any man who wants to take her out on a date.
Yeah, you gotta be impressive.
Yeah. Also, a Vermont state police officer being called a hero after jumping into icy water to save an 8-year-old girl who had fallen through the ice. That is Michelle Archer. Who rescued the girl. The child now has made a complete recovery and is at home. So
that's awesome.
Good story there. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 on the way. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Hope you're enjoying it. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.